text number 14. द्रव्यं कर्म च कालश्च स्वभावो जीव एव च वासुदेवात् परो ब्रह्मन् न चान्यो अर्थोस्ति तत्त्वतः द्रव्यं कर्म च कालश्च स्वभावो जीव एव च वासुदेवात् परो ब्रह्मन् न चान्यो अर्थोस्ति तत्त्वतः द्रव्यं कर्म च कालश्च स्वभावो जीव एव च वासुदेवात् परो ब्रह्मन् न चान्यो अर्थोस्ति तत्त्वतः द्रव्यं कर्म च कालश्च मताजी Translation. The five elementary ingredients of creation, the interaction thereof set up by eternal time, and the intuition or the nature of the individual living beings are all differentiated parts and parcels of the personality of Godhead Vasudev, and in truth there is no other value in them. Purport. In phenomenal world, this phenomenal world is impersonally the representation of Vasudev, because the ingredients of its creation, their interaction, and the enjoyer of the resultant action, the living being, are all produced by the external and internal energies of Lord Krishna. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.4 and 5. The ingredients, namely earth, water, fire, air and sky, as well as the conception of material identity, intelligence and the mind, are produced from the external energy of the Lord. The living entity who enjoys the interaction of the above gross and subtle ingredients as set up by the eternal time is an offshoot of internal potency with freedom to remain either in the material world or in the spiritual world. In the material world, the living entity is enticed by deluding nescience, but in the spiritual world, he is in the normal condition of spiritual existence without any delusion. The living being is known as the marginal potency of the Lord, but in all circumstances, neither the material ingredients nor the spiritual parts and parcels are independent of the personality of Godhead, Vasudev. For all things, whether products of the external, internal or marginal potencies of the Lord, are simply displays of the same effulgence of the Lord, just as light, heat and smoke are displays of fire. None of them is separate from the fire. All of them combine together to be called fire. Similarly, all phenomenal manifestations as well as the effulgence of the body of Vasudev are his impersonal features, whereas he eternally exists in his transcendental form called Satchidananda Vigraha. distinct from all conceptions of material ingredients mentioned above. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I welcome everyone to the daily morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. One time, just one day before the marriage, the groom received the message on his phone that hamari shaadi nahi ho sakti kyunki aur kahin fix ho chuka hai. So he was totally shocked and surprised. He immediately messaged ki hall book ho chuka hai, card chhap chuke hain aur sherwani bhi aa gayi hai, ab kyun nahi ho sakti. So immediately he got a reply from the bride that sorry, I sent message to you by mistake. Message was supposed to be sent somewhere else. Similarly, the jiva in this material world has dialed a wrong number, sent a message to the wrong place. He is supposed to be with Krishna and the jiva has come here. So, in this chapter, the chapter is entitled The Cause of All Causes, Sarva Karana Karanam. So Narad Muni is inquiring to his father that I see that this material, whole material creation is just like a walnut in the grip of your palm. And I see that you almost create independently, just like a spider who makes its own web from its own body, saliva. So, Brahmaji accepts, yes, I seem to be the biggest person, the most powerful, with no one above me. But then he says, I do also have a creator. There is a creation before me also. And then he explains from this verse onwards, verse 14 onwards, this our material world where we are, and step by step verses he will explain. So in the Satvat Tantra a verse comes, Vishnus Thru Trini Rupani. There are three Vishnus. One is the Mahavishnu who creates a Mahat Tattva, just like a dough for a cake. Everything is inside, all the materials are there. Then there is Garbhodakshai Vishnu, who enters each and every universe. And there is Kshirodakshai Vishnu, the third one, who enters between each and every atom of this material world. So there are total 24 material elements, which the Sankhya philosophers analyze. The five Jnanendriyas, knowledge acquiring senses, eyes, nose, ears, touch, taste, like that. Then there are five working senses, mouth, hands, legs, and openings for excretion. Then there are five sense objects, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, for the eyes, for the ears, for the nose, for the tongue. And then five gross material elements as mentioned in the purport, earth, water, fire, air, ether, and three subtle, mind, intelligence, and ego. So all of these comprise total 24. And this is what is material world made up of. And the jiva has landed up in this material creation. In the early days of our movement, Srila Prabhupada one time called a devotee and he wanted to convey a message to him. He said, bring the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then when the first canto was brought, now the second one is going on, but the first canto has the picture of whole universal creation with the spiritual world, the lotus in between Radha Krishna, the spiritual world, and the material world in one corner. So then Prabhupada explained, look at this. This is the spiritual sky. This is very big. It's very difficult to fathom how big it is. And then he said, this is the three quarters of the Lord's creation. What Lord has created. Tri Pada Vibhuti. And this material world is Eka Pada Vibhuti. 1/4 of the creation is this material world. And in this material world, there are many, many universes, which even one universe is not able to be fathomed by any scientist. And in this universe, in one of the universes, there is one tiny planet called Earth. Very, very tiny, just like a mustard seed, because there are many, many huge big planets compared to the size of the Earth. And on this Earth, there are seven continents. And among the seven continents, one is North America, where there is this great city called Los Angeles. And in this Los Angeles, there is a big street called Long Boulevard. Boulevard basically means a wide long street with trees around. And there, there is a church. And that church has been converted to a Hare Krishna temple. And in that temple where there are so many devotees, there is one devotee who feels that he is very, very powerful and important. So that devotee felt really small, that such a big universal creation, and among so many, I am just one and I feel so much big controller. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapo Analo Vayu Kham Mano Buddhi Revacha, that there are eight, all these elements which we discussed, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. So the jiva, Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada, this material world is, Krishna is saying, is Bhinna, a separated part of my, this is not the main part of my creation. And the jivas, we have been, have got stuck in this material world. And today's purport explains that actually, in the true sense, we are made up of the unborn material, not this material body, the material which is unborn. And we are always spiritually situated. Bhagavad Gita mentions, Nainam Chindanti Shastrani. This soul, spirit soul, cannot be cut with the weapons. Nainam Dahati Pavakar. It cannot be burnt with fire. Na Chainam Kledyantyapo. It cannot be wetted with water. Nor it can be dried with the wind. Na Shoshyati Marutaha. But we have been given this free will, freedom to choose Krishna or Maya. That freedom, that free will is there. We can understand this from a small analogy from Ramayana. Sita Devi represents the jiva who has come to this world. And when she is attracted to the golden deer, that is the Maya. And when attracted to the Maya, then Ravana, who is Dashanan, having 10 heads, so our 5 working senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses, he kidnaps Sita and puts her in Lanka, which is this body. The body represents Lanka, which is situated in the ocean, in the middle of the ocean. So we are in this ocean of birth and death, Bhava Sagar, like that. And then Sri Ramchandra, he understands that this jiva has a free will, so whether he wants to come back to me, so he has to send a third party messenger, go and understand, try to understand the mood of the jiva, whether he wants to come back to me or wants to stay in the golden Lanka, Swarna Lanka. So then Hanumanji, Ramdut, he is the third party messenger who goes to Lanka and asks, and Sugriva means neck, and so he is Gurudev, he gives the spiritual instructions, he sends the messenger. And then Vanar Sena comes, Vanara, whether human being or a monkey. Similarly, devotees are there. They look just like normal human beings, but they are mentally in the spiritual world. So the Vanar Sena comes and takes us back from Lanka to, from the material world to the spiritual world. So, but only the jiva, he has to say that I want to come back. Normally what happens is, mujhe yahan se nikalo mat. Mujhe yahan se nikalo baad mein. So the jiva himself is not willing to come back to the spiritual world. There's a story which comes. Narad Muni, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, he was moving around India, Bharat. And he saw that there are crores of people in Rath Yatra, there are lakhs of people in Rameshwaram, lakhs of people in Kumbh Mela, lakhs of people in doing Giriraj Parikrama. So he goes to Narayan and asks whether so many people are doing so much spiritual activity. Can I bring them to the spiritual world? Will you accept? So Narayan says, you are a pure devotee and whoever you recommend, I'll accept. Sure, you bring them. So Narad Muni happily goes to the material world and says, come, we are all going back to the spiritual world. So everyone says, no, we have some business pending here, our kids are small, our kids not still grown up, they are doing. So everybody is busily engaged. Finally one person, he says, okay, chalo, I am coming with you. But in the middle of the way, he asks, so when are we coming back? You know, return ticket kab ye? Narayan says, no, we don't come back. Yad gatva na nivartante. One never comes back. He said, theek hai, main baad mein, I'll come back later. So even that one person does not wish to go to the spiritual world. So that is the condition of the jiva over here. And one time, Srila Prabhupada received a letter from one of the disciples. He said that we have set up a book table and many people are interested in your books. And how we do it is, we have two tables. One table we have prasad, and first we give them prasad, and then they come to the next table and they take books. And they are so much enjoying the prasad and they want the book so much. So they take more and more books because they do not know whether they will get those books back again. So Srila Prabhupada heard that letter and then he replied, yes, that is our mission. Stomach full, hands full with books and purse empty. So this is the Vanarsena. Vanarsena is trying to call the jiva back to the spiritual world. But the jiva chooses to stay in the golden Lanka. Kahi building, kahi motor, kahi trame, kahi mill. Milta hai sab kuch yaha, ek milta nahi dil. You get everything over here. Big buildings, motor cars. As Prabhupada says, the glitter of this material world. But you don't get bhakti. Very difficult to get bhakti. Very difficult to get spiritual world. So the unwilling jiva is finally given, he is put in the jail of this material world and given a dress. Like every criminal gets a dress. So we get 84 lakh types of dresses. Vishnu Puran says, Jalaja Nava Lakshani Sthavara Lakshavimshati. There are in the water species, there are Jalaja 9 lakhs of types of water species. Then Sthavara Lakshavimshati, like trees and plants, there are 20 lakhs. Krimayo Rudra Sankhya, the insects and reptiles, there are 11 lakhs. Pakshinam Dashalakshanam, all the birds are 10 lakhs. Krimshal Lakshani Pashava, all the animals are 30 lakhs. And 4 lakhs types of humans. Chatur Lakshani Manushya. So, all these 84 lakhs of species or dresses once one gets, and then one comes to this human form of life. And then they are given all the remembrances of all their desires, karmas, whatever they had from previous bodies, previous lives, which they can use. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur also sings, Bhuliya tumare samsare asiya, peye nana vidha vyatha, tumare charane asiya chiyami. Boli bo dukhir katha. He is saying that forgetting you, O Lord, bhuliya tumare samsare asiya. I came to this material world, but now I am coming to your lotus feet because Bolibo dukhir katha. There is so much of troubles in this material world. Bhagavad Gita also mentions how the jiva falls in this material world. Ichha dvesha samuttena dvanda mohena bharata. By desire to enjoy, to become an independent controller, enjoyer, proprietor. Just like small girl is there and she says to the mother, I also want to cook. So then the mother gives a small chapati making machine, small, everything small, and that is her kitchen. But when the girl gets hungry, she goes to the mother, give me food. So that is our real pleasure. So this material world, these dresses are given to us due to our desire to enjoy and hatefulness for the spiritual, for seeing how only one entity, Krishna, is the enjoyer. And even in the third canto, Jai Vijay episode, the four Kumaras, when they are offended by the Jai Vijay, they say this in the purport, that this spiritual world is not meant for criminals. They actually use this word and they say the criminals are supposed to be sent in the material world. So that is the case. But they cannot stay. One time in Nasik, we were having this book distribution, but only the back to Godhead magazines, the small Bhagavad Darshan magazines, thin, and about 50-60,000 magazines we were planning to sell. And they were about just 5 rupees each. So we were in the Kumbh Mela. And we were at this Lord Ram temple, Kala Ram temple. And one of the devotees was distributing Kumbh Mela. So many, many books were going. They were just flying. But then he had to go to washroom. And so then he kept all those books under a tree and then covered them with a saffron cloth. He had a saffron cloth and went away. And he came back about 5 minutes later just to find that there is about 50, 60, 70 people in a line doing aarti, puja to that saffron thing, putting red kumkum and agarbatti. So then he tried to take it. He said, Maharaj, hamara puja pehle khatam hone do. You cannot take it away. So people are bewildered. They make their own ways how to worship, and somehow we were able to finally take those books. We explained that this is something different to what you are thinking. So the person feels similarly in this material world, wrongly understanding that sense enjoyment is the goal of life. This is all due to attachment. So Shankaracharya ji, in one of his books, Viveka Chudamani, he mentions there are 5 types of living entities. Kuranga, Matanga, Patanga, Bhringa. So there is this deer, there is elephant, there is this insect who is attracted to the fire, and Bhringa means the bumblebee. So all of these have one sense which is very prominent. Different. Deer, he is attracted to the listening to music. So the hunter catches him and that is the cause of his death. One sense, just the ear. The elephant is attracted to the touch sensation. That's how the huge elephant is caught by the person. Then Kuranga, Matanga, Patanga. The insect is attracted to the light, just eyes. So he also ends up leaving his body. Matanga, Patanga and Bhringa. The bumblebee, it is said that they can penetrate a wood, hard wood. But due to the sense of fragrance, they go in the lotus and the lotus closes at night and they die. So what to speak of the humans who have all the 5 senses fully strong. So death is certain. It is said, na sevate pancha bir pancha sa katham na hanyate. Why will he not land into problems? So there was one person who was reading some books in library. So one time he found one book which mentions that there is this stone called touchstone. And when you touch that stone to iron, it makes everything, all iron into gold. And then he found a secret address. They are all found in Hawaii Beach. He said, fine, let me go there. So he goes to the Hawaii Beach. And then it was mentioned that all touchstones looks like normal stone only. But they are slightly warm. That is the distinguishing thing. So then he goes, he finds that this stone is cold, so he takes it, throw it in the sea. And then he takes the next one. So like this, so that he does not have to see through all the stones again. Pick it up. So like this, in all the species of lives, in cockroach life, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, throw. In dog life, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, throw. In tiger life, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, throw. Then the parasmani comes. Touchstone, and he does not realize. Human life, eating, sleeping, waiting, defending, throw. So this human life, which is so precious, is also finally thrown and wasted. And why this happens? Because it is all maya. Maya, Prabhupada defines as that which is not. In Marathi they say, jasa dista, tasa nasta. म्हणून तर जग फसतं. सो दॅट इज दॅट, बट स्टील द जीवा फील्स हम हो गे कामयाब एक दिन, वन डे आय विल बी सक्सेसफुल. ऑफकोर्स वी डू से इन अवर लेक्चर्स दॅट दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज दुःखालयम, जस्ट लाईक देर इज अ पुस्तकालय वेर देर आर बुक्स, देर इज मदिरालय वेर देर इज ड्रिंकिंग लिकर, सो सिमिलरली हिमालय देर इज स्नो, सो दुःखालय. बट इट डज नॉट इट दिस मॅटर क्लिअर गॉट क्लिअर टू मी आफ्टर मेनी इयर्स, जस्ट फ्यू डेज बॅक. आय यूज टू थिंक, सो आर वी नॉट सपोज टू बी हॅपी एट ऑल इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड? आर वी सपोज टू बी ऑलवेज सॅड? बिकॉज इफ वी ईट समथिंग नाईस वी फील गुड, if we listen to some nice music we feel good, if we see something nice, if somebody talks nicely to us we feel good, happy. So then how is it that dukkhalayam? I mean, are we not supposed to enjoy life? So but then it is said that we can be happy, but it is for the time being. We should not get carried away by that, either by happiness or distress. Like Bhagavad Gita also mentions, yam hi na vetantete purusham purusha rishabha सम दुःख सम धीरम, दुःख अँड सुख दुःख धीरम स अमृत तत्ताय कल्पते. सो जस्ट लाईक देर वॉज अ पेशंट, ही वॉज अ हार्ट पेशंट, सो ही गॉट अ लॉटरी ऑफ 10 crores. सो ही डिंट कम टू नो, हिज हाऊस पीपल केम टू नो. सो दे टोल्ड द डॉक्टर दॅट वी हॅव टू रिव्हील दिस टू दिस पर्सन, बट वी आर अफ्रेड दॅट वन्स वी से की आपको लॉटरी मिला सो ही माईट गेट अ हार्ट अटॅक. So then the doctor said, don't worry, I will slowly explain to him. So then doctor went to him. He said, suppose, my dear patient, you win a 10 lakh lottery. What will you do? He said, don't joke with me, I'm a heart patient. Did I win the lottery? He said, no, I'm just asking, suppose. So he said, okay, I will put all that in the bank. He said, okay, suppose if you get a 1 crore lottery. He said, 1 crore? Okay, I will go for a vacation, I'll do shopping, I'll enjoy. He said, okay, if you get the 10 crore lottery, he understood that doctor is just increasing the amount. He said, no problem, 50% I'll give to you. The doctor got a heart attack. He said the point is, one should not be too much bewildered by happiness and distress of this material world. He has to be focused. And still the threefold miseries come to us in this world. The threefold miseries, they come because it is just like one of the students was explaining. He used to come from college and take prasad. So he used to be so hungry, he used to be just looking at the plate and for prerna and all that. So all the nice menu which is coming. The only time he used to look up when the item was not enough or something which was not expected, then he used to look up at the who is serving. So that's the way when we get problems in this life, we ask the question, oh, this world is not meant for me, so who is the controller? How do I get out of it? So that is the role of the miseries of this material world. It is in Hindi, there is this, dukh mein sumiran sab kare, sukh mein kare na koi. सुख में सुमिरन जो करे तो दुख काहे को होए. सो वी हैव टू रिमेंबर द लॉर्ड ऑलवेज. कृष्णा सेज इन द भगवद गीता, ममई वामशो जीव लोके, द सोल्स इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड आर माइन, माय अंशस, ममई वामशो जीव लोके. सो इट इज सेड दैट ईच वन्स लाइफ इज लाइक अ बुक, एंड दिस बुक हैज अबाउट 80 to 100 चैप्टर्स, एंड ईच चैप्टर हैज अबाउट 365 पेजेस. And we have to write nicely. Because if we just scribble, we write anything, at the end of the life, the book we have is not legible, not of any use. So we should try to write in good ink, good words, nicely. So, but normally what happens, the jiva compares himself with others. Ki, oh, he is doing so much, that person has so many nice qualities, or so much money they have. Comparing. So one forgets to write his own story. He is always desiring, thinking. It is just like the marathon runners, usually what they do, I have heard, is that because they run for very long, so those who are experienced, they carry their own watch. They keep their own timing. And they compare with themselves, ki this much kilometer I ran in this much time. They don't see, there are some few people might be running at full speed. So they cannot compare with others, how much fast the others are running. So instead of trying to chase success and happiness, it is better to chase our own purpose. It's very easy to get carried away by all the glitter of this material world. Just like Arjun was there. So when his son Abhimanyu was killed, it was not that he stopped fighting. He had a purpose and he continued fighting. Whereas Dronacharya, when his son wasn't even killed, but still when he just heard that Ashwatthama is not there anymore, he left all the weapons. So that is the case. There's a story, not story, a real life thing. There was a person called Viktor Frankl during the World War II times. He was imprisoned in one of the Hitler's camps, basically inmates. Concentration camp, if you know something about Hitler's thing. So then death was all around him and all his family was there. So many people, lakhs of people were there. He was tortured, beaten, worked, put till the brink of death. No food, enough food was given to them. No proper clothes and shoes were given. It was so freezing cold. And people were dying all around him. His father, his mother, his brother, his wife, all died. But then how he was able to tolerate all this? He survived. He wrote a very famous book. And that's how he got famous, because of that. So he said, he observed that there were two types of prisoners. One type of prisoners were that they lost all hope in life. And they felt that this is just their destiny. They are going to be tortured and they are going to die. But there were some prisoners who felt that no, they wish to live. They wish to survive for a higher purpose in life. So that's why it is said that instead of knowing just what to do and how to do, that everyone should know, but why to do things. To do what is fine, but why we do what we do, why we do how we do, that's important. So he wrote this book called Man's Search for Meaning. And also in my personal life, one time I was doing aarti for the lordships in the evening, and so many messages came to me that your mother is calling. This many years back, around 2011. So I understood that there is something serious, because I never used to get so many calls in within half an hour. So I finished the aarti finally and then went back and called my mother, and she said that my younger brother, ki Anuj ka helicopter gir gaya. My brother is in the army. So I could not relate to it. What exactly? She said, no, he has met with an accident and he's admitted in somewhere in Chandigarh. So then I called up my brother. He said, now I'm in hospital, I'm okay. So I went there to meet him. He told me his story, what exactly happened. So usually helicopters are used for carrying huge loads, materials, food materials, eatables, whatever requirements from one place to another. So he was posted in this Himalayas, very freezing temperatures. And at one point of a time, everything became just white. He could not see, the visibility became very poor in that location. And his helicopter just nosedived. Straight it went. There are these huge openings in the rocks, which are called as crevasse. So the whole helicopter, it didn't go horizontal, it didn't go sideways, it took a straight nosedive straight inside. And it was so deep that from the horizontal vision you could not understand that there is something gone inside. So he took those materials he was going, and then the people who were going to be delivered those goods, they were asked by their superior what happened. The helicopter came, so they phoned up the base from where the helicopter was supposed to come. They said, Saab nikal gaya kabhi ka, the helicopter has already left and it's already long time, it should have reached. And then the people also said, yes, we saw one helicopter, but we think it went back. But it hadn't gone back, it had gone inside the crack in the Himalayas. Totally disappeared. The good thing was, normally what happens in such cases, that these flying machines, they have this so much of fuel, inflammable, highly high energy fuel, that it gets inflamed and that's how the death occurs. But that didn't happen. So it's like Hindi mein they say, aspan se gira khajur mein latka, something like that. So he was stuck, but it was in such a, nothing could be worse than that. The whole cockpit had crushed into his chest. And the helmet which he was wearing, the mask, it had dislocated and it was pressing against his nose and even the mouth. He was speaking just part of his, like this. I want to speak like this. He could not breathe. He had a co-pilot also, but he was just stuck. His one hand was stuck. But he could not do anything for my brother. In fact, he also took some photographs of himself in that situation because his one hand was free of the co-pilot. But my brother was in really precarious situation. He could not breathe. The whole thing was pressing against his chest and his hands had become totally blue because of the pressure. He could not breathe. He could not speak. And his leg had, somehow the helicopter had opened from bottom and his leg had stuck in the ice, freezing ice. So it had become totally numb and paining. So he says in his words that, I gave myself about half an hour to live, something called as willpower. So, will to live. Otherwise, the person leaves the body. So then, finally a search team came and they understood that there's a helicopter there. They immediately took a rope, came down, and they were trying to save the other pilot. The other pilot said, no, this guy is more serious. Save him first. So then they were trying to pull my brother out of the seat. So he said, there are straps on my seat. First take a knife and cut those straps. Okay, then they cut. Because those people who came, they didn't know so much about the helicopter. So much. And then they were trying to pull. He said, no, my leg has become one with the snow. Usually that happens with the... So you break the snow first. First remove my helmet so that I can speak properly. I can't even breathe. So then finally they put a rope around him and pulled him hard. They pulled him and he says that my whole body was totally numb, just like a doll, like a cotton doll. And they didn't even see, so I was just banging on the rocks. One rock just hit and then he came out and said, dekhta hun tum log kam upar to aane do. And then, I mean, he's joking. And then finally he came up, he was giving all these instructions while he's almost dead. He said, okay, now rub my hands and take my hands in your armpits and make them warm. And then finally he was taken to this hospital. So the point I'm saying in this class is, the will is, free will is very important. One has to decide how one has to search for a proper purpose in life, higher purpose. If one does not have a higher purpose, then it is very difficult to continue through all the problems, all the threefold miseries this material world has to offer. One can easily just throw that stone, the touchstone also, this human form of life. So, it is just like, suppose if someone has just given all the facilities, he has a house, he has all the food in the world, all the money, all the enjoyments, but nobody with him. He's just alone in that place. Will he be happy? He can't be happy. A person has to have some relationship, somebody to talk to, somebody to serve, somebody to take service from. That's why people, many old people who are alone, why do they get pets? The reason for getting, because people are very difficult, they have so many problems. Pets are always happy to see you, whatever way you are. That's all, because they need to reciprocate. That purpose is there. So it is said that through the miseries of this material world, one has to have a horizontal connection to this material world where the life's needs are important, but the needs are not just the purpose. For example, we need to arrange for our physical needs, our mental needs, but then there also has to be a vertical connection. Just like somebody is in a sea, the waves are coming of birth, old age, disease, all these problems are coming. So if one does not have any support, then he is just going back and forth. And very difficult for him to not drown. But if he has a support, just like if he has a rope from up, then he still will be swayed. He still will move when the wave comes. But he will have an anchor. He will have some place where he can hold on to. That's how one has to have a relationship with Krishna also, because Krishna only can give true bliss and true knowledge. That is very, very important. So, Bhagavad Gita, there is one shloka comes which says, Tatra tam buddhi sanyogam labhate parva dehikam. So, one revives his original consciousness from the previous life. Labhate parva dehikam. Yatate cha tato bhuya. He endeavors again for perfection. So, that living entity, once he comes in connection with devotees, he has to endeavor again. So, as long as we have a body which has some strength, some willingness and some capabilities, one should try to serve as much as possible. Serve the Lord. Do devotional service. Like King Kulshekar, he also prays, Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Advaiva Me Vishatu Manasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Same Kafa Vata Pitti Kanta Varodhana Vido Smarana Kutaste. He says that in old age, my Kafa Vata Pitta, there will be a sound and I cannot be able to serve my body. I cannot even remember Lord Krishna. So he's saying, Prana Prayana Samaye Kafa Vata Pitta. And so let my mind be like a swan which is engaged in the lotus. Swan likes to play with the sticks of the lotus. So Krishna, let my mind be engaged in your lotus feet right now when my still body is strong. So that's why one has to do sadhana every day. Sadhana, just like we take a bath, we brush our teeth, otherwise the body has a bad smell. Similarly, sadhana we do for like chanting the holy names, hearing the Bhagavatam, having prasad. So that is like a bath for the consciousness. If we do not have that sadhana, then what happens? Our consciousness also has a bad smell. It has all the anarthas, ankar, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsar. So daily, even Lord Chaitanya, we see, when he was at Puri, he used to daily go to Gadadhar Pandit, to the Tota Gopinath temple, to hear Bhagavatam. So, we could also hear daily, because that is what is the problem of this material world, that one forgets. Manda sumanda matayo. Whatever we learn, whatever highest goals we have, finally we forget. What to speak of our consciousness, if something just lies around, I see even on our terrace, just overnight, there is a thin film of dust which forms. You again have to wipe it. Again have to wipe it. Because that is the nature of this material world. It will drag us. Or just like if like a treadmill we walk, so it's always going back, back, back. The moment we stop, we are going back. So we should always try to walk forward. So although so many troubles are coming, one has to try to walk on the path of devotional service. But mostly, even though people understand, yes, we need to do devotional service, they say ki kal karenge, baad mein karenge, kal se chalu karenge, kal se mal. Sant Kabir Das Ji, he says, kal kare so aaj kar, aaj kare so ab, pal mein parlay hot hai, bahuri karega kab. So whatever nice, good thing has to be done tomorrow, do it today. But what today's people say, aaj kare so kal kar, kal kare so parso. Abhi karke kya karega, abhi to jina hai barso. So that is the procrastination of people. People try to procrastinate. They say that this is Kal Yuga. Kal Yuga. Matlab Kal. Aaj Yuga hota, to aaj karte. Hamara Yuga ka naam kya hai? Kal Yuga. So people try to procrastinate. But that should not be the case. When we, like, the temple is said to be like a hospital. And Gurudev is the doctor. And the medicine is the holy name. And that holy name, like even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Enachi Aushadi Maya Nashi Baro Lagi. So, Harinama Mahamantra Lautabhi Magi. This holy name is the medicine and one should daily take it to cleanse one's consciousness so that the consciousness remains steady. And then there is a diet. The prasad we need to take, and there is patthe to avoid some things. Avoid bad association. Avoid all the intoxication. Non-vegetarian things. Because that is the path, just like in Ayurvedic medicine, to do and to not to do. Chanakya Pandit has a very meaningful shloka in this case. He says, Teja durjana samsargam, bhaja sadhu samagamam, Kuru Punyam Aho Ratram Smara Nityam Nityatam. So he's saying that always avoid the wrong association. Have good association. And always think about the temporariness of this material world. Smara Nityam Anityatam. Ramanujacharya, one of the acharyas from the South India, he was asking Varadraj once that in my old age, suppose a devotee or anyone who is doing bhakti not able to remember you, so what is the gati for him? So Varadraj from Kanjipuram, he quotes this shloka. I said, Yadi vatadi doshena mad bhakto mam nacha smaret. Due to the problems of vata, Ayurveda says at the end of life, vata increases a lot. Yadi vatadi doshena mad bhakto mam, he cannot remember me, mam nacha smaret, aham smarami. He's saying, aham smarami mad bhakta, nayami paramam gatim. I take that devotee back home, back to Godhead. So, a devotee near the point of death, he may be passing stool and urine, he may be lying on a bed, and no one to take care of him. But Krishna says, I remember him. I remember his devotional service. So it is very important for us to do our homework and practice the sadhana in this material world and go back home, back to Godhead. So that's how one gets gradually detached from Maya. So in this verse, Brahmaji is telling Narad Muni that see everything in relation to Krishna. That is very important. And the purpose for this material world, for which this material world is created, is to go back home, to back to that cloud. Just like sun is covered by the cloud, and the persons below the cloud cannot see the sun. So, to see the sun, one has to come out from the cloud. So, we in this material world, we are caught up in this building, motor gadi and all that. The glitter of this material world, we have the horizontal connections, all our friends, relatives, office, all the problems. But the vertical connection is very, very important. So, I'll end over here. If there are any questions, 5 minutes still remaining. So, thank you very much for your kind and patient attention. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय।